It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, the 13th of January, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week as we go into the weekend. Topic number 5 this week, Build Back Border, as opposed to better. President Biden this week visited the southern border, sort of. It was a quick stop in El Paso where he didn't actually visit the border per se, didn't actually see any migrants in El Paso, even though the Democratic mayor of the city had declared an emergency last fall due to the number of migrants crossing the border illegally and flooding the city. The streets were cleaned up ahead of President Biden's visit. His stop was on the way to the so-called Three Amigos Summit, the heads of state of Canada, the United States, and Mexico meeting in Mexico City this week. On Tuesday, the president said his new immigration policy changes will make it easier for migrants to make it to the United States without going through, and I quote, some jungle to reach a place where they don't even know the language. The change would let 30,000 migrants a month from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Cuba apply to enter the country online to do so legally and then work for up to 2 years. This supposedly an effort to deter illegal migration at the border. Of course, given the track record of this administration and the United States government in general over the last, 40 years regarding immigration, when the 2 year visa is up, the odds of them returning to their home country are slim. Most of the corporate media ignored the fact, by the way, that this newly announced change by President Biden is in contravention of congressional law. I mean, the legislative branch of the government, which actually has passed several laws, 1952, 1980, and 1996, specifically to prevent this kind of presidential overreach. The president doesn't really have this kind of power. Corporate media just kind of ignored that fact. The presidents of both parties, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, with the exception of Donald Trump, have pretty much ignored these laws. These people crossing the border in record numbers under the Biden administration, over 6 million of them estimated since he took office in January of 2021, are economic migrants. They are not asylum seekers. They are not refugees. Topic number 4. Speaking of President Biden, a second stash of classified documents has now been found at an office used by the former vice president, now president of the United States. This after a first set of documents found at an office that he used after leaving the office of the vice president. Since November, after the discovery of the original set of documents marked as classified, some of them as top secret and compartmentalized, Biden's aides have been searching for additional materials. And again, another set of documents was found. White House didn't respond to a request for comment on the newly found documents. The Justice Department also not commenting. The initial discovery of classified documents in an office used by Biden after he left office vice president was first reported on Monday of this week by CBS News. Now, some pundits protecting the Biden administration have done the whole what about thing, pointing to Donald Trump and the discovery of classified documents among some of the documents at Mar-a-Lago, his home in Florida. This, of course, they claim is much worse because Trump had more of them and et cetera. He didn't cooperate with the FBI and so on and so forth. Now, granted, there are differences in these cases, and frankly, I don't know what all of these differences are. But it was Joe Biden himself who said in an interview last August, when asked about President Trump's possession of classified documents, quote, "How could that possibly happen? How could anyone be that irresponsible?" I guess Joe Biden now knows the answer to that question, seeing as how these documents that have just been discovered were removed from the White House 6 years ago and only just now coming to light. And the irony here is that the White House did not immediately disclose, actually it's not ironic, the hypocrisy is that the White House did not disclose the existence of these documents when they were first discovered in November, remember, 4 or 5 days before the midterm election. Now, immediately notifying the American public would have been the right thing to do, although it would have been politically inconvenient. The bottom line here is that President Biden has given Donald Trump a political and possibly legal lifeline, because while Attorney General Merrick Garland has designated a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump's handling of the classified documents, if he does not do so for Joe Biden, there will be questions, just as there are questions as to why Merrick Garland is not assigned a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's influence peddling, but I digress. Now, here's the thing. We've learned over the last few years, if we didn't know it already, that when it comes to liberals in politics, they don't care about hypocrisy. They only care about hypocrisy if there's political consequences. And this is a big enough deal that there might be political consequences to the hypocrisy. Topic number three, the debt ceiling. A new analysis by a company called Wrightson ICAP has calculated that the surge in Treasury bill supplies, auctions of Treasury bills to help finance the debt spending that the government of the United States is doing, will push the outstanding amount of public debt about $10 billion over the legal debt ceiling after the close of business on January 19th. Now, the Treasury Department will probably respond to this by invoking extraordinary accounting procedures in order to get around the legal obstacle to borrowing more money than is allowed by law. Extraordinary accounting measure. That's a really interesting term, isn't it? It's not the kind of thing that you and I could ever do if we were to overdraw our checking account. No, I'm sorry. I'm not overdrawn. I'm just using extraordinary accounting measures. According to my math, I've got plenty. That doesn't work, unless you're the United States government. Anyway, analysts doubt that the government is actually at risk of default until the second half of 2023 because of the extraordinary measures the Treasury Department will use to avoid exceeding the cap, at least on paper. But the question is, what happens when we get to that point? Will a divided Congress with the Republicans in control of the House, Democrats still in control of the Senate, find a way to bring its spending in line without kicking the debt ceiling even higher? I predict not. Topic number two, SatanCon. Yes, the Satanic Temple bringing blasphemy to Boston for its second annual national conference. This will be the last weekend in April. No venue yet announced, but this will feature speakers discussing the impact of the Satanic Temple on the community. There'll be an authors panel, mixer events, a satanic marketplace with artists and vendors selling goods, and musical performances. The schedule has not yet been released, but last year's convention featured panels on things like Satanism and the BIPOC community that's, basically wokeness, and abortion as a religious right. This is the Satanic Temple celebrating its 10-year anniversary. There are serious Satanists out there who consider these guys just cosplayers. They are pretending to be Satanists. And in fact, the speaker there, the spokesperson, Lucian Graves, whose real name is Douglas Mesmer, is an atheist. He doesn't really believe that Satan exists. He's just using this as a way to pressure state governments into using the Constitution to push Christianity out of the public square. And of course, I recognize the irony of me giving him any airtime here, but the sad thing is that guys like this think that they're clever. Just read Psalm 2. Lord looks down from heaven, laughs in derision. It's actually sad, because guys like this, for every legal victory, he actually thinks he's winning. Coming up, this is not your grandfather's weed. I'll explain what I mean next on the Friday Five.
Now, at the SkywatchTVStore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor and warmth, from surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives. No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book. We walk by faith, not by sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Item number one this week, it is powerful stuff. So powerful, it's leading to a surge of senior citizens in emergency rooms as they turn to marijuana and discover that this is not the same kind of marijuana that they remember from the Woodstock years, 50 years ago. A record number of Californians aged 65 and older winding up in hospital from using pot. It was legalized in California some years ago, but emergency room visits from seniors getting high has jumped 1,800%. 12,167 in all in 2019. This is a period during which the state allowed medical cannabis and has legalized it for recreational use. A study by the University of California followed a report by the Daily Mail, who say that the crossbred cannabis that's now being sold in the state is far more potent than it was 50 years ago. And of course, being 50 years older, your body's not going to handle it the same way either. This might be amusing to some, but the fact is this really isn't funny. As more and more states here in the United States legalize cannabis use for recreational purposes as well as medical uses, and I acknowledge there are some medicinal uses to cannabis, the fact is researchers are finding that this does open the door to psychotic behavior. Teenagers are becoming addicted to it and suffering psychotic breaks. And more of us are going to find this to be the case in the years ahead as the continuing drive to legalize cannabis around the country for recreational use continues. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. Registration continues for just a few more weeks through February 4th. Take advantage of this opportunity to see 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallops, and many others. My presentation, Exposing the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's not just a metaphor, it's a real place, and I explain why in the presentation. And as a bonus, you get for free access to 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, all of that for one price, 90 days access from the day you sign up. You get instant access in full HD, and basically you set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. You can find out more and sign up right now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Dorothy Spalding, longtime broadcaster on Christian television. She is the guest this week on Skywatch TV. She's the author of the new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. She talks with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team about how she took up her cross and walked across country with it for 8 years. What was it that drove her to this? Don't miss this series of broadcasts. You'll find the broadcast schedule for our over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch that program right now at the website, skywatchtv.com, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or at YouTube, youtube.com/skywatchtv now. And better yet, just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, which brings all of our video content right to your big screen, or you can do it right to your smartphone or tablet by adding our mobile app. That free app not only gets you our video content, but a calendar of upcoming events, important news updates 3 times a week, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And you'll find links to the app stores for those operating systems posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.